Day 69. More attractive women.
Let's go back to comparative constructions with the word more. A couple of sessions ago, we had the example, Hondas are more small than comfortable. Remember, Patrick?
Sure do. More small, not smaller than. At least not in this example.
Then let's look some more at the more than constructions. Sorry about that.
Almost like a pun.
Well, we can work our way further into these rather tight more comparatives with some useful examples. So let's create two characters. Call them Rex and Regina, and compare them in terms of knowledge of other women and of their degree of attraction.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, Marta.
I don't blame you. Let me try this. With regard to the two characters I just created, how would you interpret a sentence like the following? Rex knows more attractive women than Regina.
Rex knows more women who are attractive than Regina.
Than Regina what?
Than Regina knows.
Okay, but can't Regina be interpreted as attractive too?
Yeah, right. So another reading could be Rex knows more women who are attractive than just Regina.
Fine, if you're talking about quantity of women. Now what about comparison in terms of degree of attraction?
Let's see. Rex knows more attractive women than Regina is.
Not bad. And what about where Regina knows attractive women as well? In other words, Rex knows more attractive women
than Regina knows.
Bravo! Bravo! Your intuitions are right on. So, Patrick, what can you say now about an utterance like, Rex knows more attractive women than Regina?
You mean it's ambiguous?
Right. Just ambiguous or very ambiguous?
Very.
How many different meanings?
I counted, 4.
So did I. And here they are again. I've written them out for us. Rex knows more attractive women than Regina. More women who are attractive than Regina knows. More women who are attractive than just Regina. Women who are more attractive than Regina knows. Women who are more attractive than Regina is.